Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I sort of had a crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again. Well, I'm sort of had a crying, but I'm out on the road again.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm not on the road today. I often am, but not today. I'm in my home environs this week, and but we're out on the road with our show. We're all over the country on the radio and all over the world on the internet, and probably even got some folks listening over subspace frequency. Those of you who, with your little aluminum caps and you're off your meds, we're glad to have you tuning in with us too. Denise Michaels is our guest and our new friend. She's a marketing coach. She helps especially ladies, making sure that they maximize their opportunity to be successful with their marketing effort. She's got a new book out called, get this folks, get this guys, Testosterone Free Marketing. Denise Michaels, welcome to the show.
Oh, well, thanks, Jim. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you here. Now, Denise, you have to, you know, you're going to have to defend yourself here. I made the comment earlier that I feel, you know, when I read the title of your book the first time, I said, you know what? She just put a shot across the bow of 49% of all the inhabitants of the earth. Now, defend yourself here.
Oh, well, testosterone-free marketing evolved from the fact that over the last 4 years, I've coached over 1,200 people, about half men and half women. And what happened is I noticed that when I would talk to men about marketing, they would say, great, how do I get started? And when I would talk to women, they would say, great, is there any way I can avoid this?
Well, you know, Denise, the truth is, for small businesses, it's marketing is not easy for either one of us. And the two areas I've said for years, the two areas that we need to learn from our big business cousins is do a better job of human resources and do a better job of marketing. But you're saying that women even are even more challenged with marketing than men.
Yeah, I really believe they are, Jim. And the reason for that is, you know, we're raised with different stuff in our head and different belief systems. And so we start businesses, but we forget that we've got this stuff in our head telling us, don't toot your own horn, be a nice girl, wait for people to call you. And so we wait for customers to call us like we waited for the cute boy from algebra class to call for a date.
Exactly. Well, see, I've said this for years. I used to do a lot of sales training, and I used to say that the ladies that I train, you know, the reason, if you feel like you're at a disadvantage, and the only reason why a guy has an advantage in selling at all is because if we wanted to date, we had to pick up the phone and call. Now,
we might not
have wanted to call any more than you wanted to call, but as you say, we've been conditioned to have to make that phone call. And, you know, I remember dialing the phone and then hanging up before anybody answered, you know, and then, you know, having to do that two or three times. But the world is different today, isn't it?
It sure is a different place. And one of the things I say in my classes is that men deal better with rejection than women do. They don't like it anymore.
No.
But like you say, they grow up learning that if they're not willing to deal with it, they're going to have a pretty lousy life. They're never going to get picked for a sports team. They're never going to get a date. They're never going to get married. They're never going to get a promotion. It's not going to happen. Where women were taught to kind of like wait to receive. And so now it's our turn to pick up the phone and stop putting those old-fashioned beliefs that still work, by the way, for your personal life, but they're not going to work for your business life.
Well, you know, over the years, I've done, of course, my audience knows that we do a lot of shows on this, a lot of programming on this show on women's issues, but I've asked ladies such as yourself who work with women, you know, do women really need to focus on being, on having more self-confidence, on being not more assertive, but just more confident of themselves? And invariably, without exception, they always say yes.
Yeah, I would tend to agree with that, Jim. You're right on the money there.
Well, what are we going to do about that?
Well, you know, what I do to help women is to help make them aware of what they're doing. Because my experience has been that once women realize that they're holding back because, you know, they don't want to be a brazen hussy or something like that, But this is what's expected in business. You got to pick up the phone. You got to make the call. You know, women are great at establishing relationships in business, but then they don't ask for the sale. It's our job to ask for the sale. That's what's expected of you. And once they realize that they're holding back, it might be appropriate in their personal life, but not in their business life. They can make different conscious choices that really work for them and just supercharge their results.
And a lot of times what's happened for women, I fear, Denise, you help me because I'm in, you know, some kind of on shaky ground here is me being the guy with the testosterone. But a lot of times a woman's mentor has been a guy. And she has wanted to be more assertive, to be more like her mentor. And as you say, it turns out wrong. It doesn't come across as something that's attractive for a woman. And so that's what you're trying to do is to show women how they can be, they can get their message across. They can ask for the order without looking like, you know, as you say, a brazen hussy.
You know, you're absolutely right.
I'm glad you
right.
said that first, by the way, not
yeah,
me.
Yeah, right. You're absolutely right. And, you know, one of the things I noticed when I started writing my book is if you go to a bookstore or Amazon and, you know, you look at all the books on marketing, it's like Warriors and Scorched Earth and Slay the Dragons and all this stuff. And those are all, you know, it's fine. It's okay. But those are all things that women just absolutely shrink away from.
Right.
We're the ones that want to keep our kids back from war. And, you know, guys are the ones that want all the glory and slaying the dragons and all that stuff. That's not who we are and what we're about. So my book kind of creates a new paradigm of looking at marketing as creating rather than marketing as killing the competition. We don't want to kill anybody.
Well, now, testosterone-free marketing is a pretty aggressive title, too, though, Denise.
Well, it is. It's getting a lot of attention.
Yeah, huh? I believe it. Good for you. But so what would it look like? What should the world of women's marketing look like? What should it sound like?
Well, it sounds like being friendly. And, you know, when a woman raises her kids, she has absolutely no problem in asking them, did you do your homework? Did you make your bed? Did you do this? You know, she has absolutely no problem because that's her role. That's what she's supposed to do. To do a good job. And if she can take that same level of assertiveness and confidence and put that in her business role with her business, she'll be just fine.
Well, we're going to take a break, Denise, in just a few seconds. And when we come back, folks, I've got some questions for Denise. First, I want to, she's got some do's and don'ts about that women should pay attention to for testosterone-free marketing. But I'm going to ask her if this testosterone-free marketing works with men when they're selling to men. And, you know, when you're in business, you can't just sell to women. You got to sell to men, too. We'll take a quick break. It's 20 after. We'll be right back with Denise Michaels. Stay with us.
Everybody's looking. Say and do, make me want to be with you. Rain on it, crazy.
We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our new friend, Denise Michaels. She's not going to be a new friend for long, folks, because we're going to get her back on the show and talk about this some more. But we still got a lot to talk about today. She is a marketing coach. She helps ladies make sure that they get their message out, their marketing message out, and have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Her book is called Testosterone Free Marketing. And Denise, give us your website and tell us where we can find your book.
Absolutely. If they go to www.marketingforher.com and click on Get the Book, they can get the book.
Now, if I go to that website, I won't be shut out. Will I be able to get in since I'm not a her?
Oh, of course you will. In fact, they've already had some guys buying the book.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, see, I think we should buy the book just to find out what you guys are up to.
See, that's how you guys are. You want to know everything we're doing.
Absolutely. That's right. You know, Denise, obviously I work with women all the time and have for all my life, all my career.
Sure.
But I actually have had experiences where I was standing next to two ladies who were talking to each other, and they were having a wonderful, productive conversation, girl to girl. And I had no idea what they were talking about. I couldn't follow. I could not follow their conversation. But they never missed a beat. And I felt like I was, you know, watching some kind of a science project or something. I didn't know what to do about it.
Oh my goodness!
Is that I mean, you agree that we're wired differently, right?
We're seriously wired differently. Our brains have women's brains have a lot more connections, and a lot more connections between the two lobes of the brain. I've done some research on this, and men's brains are much more compartmentalized.
We're simple animals, aren't we?
Much more simple. So the analogy,
we're low maintenance, too.
Right, right. So the analogy might be women's brains look like a bowl of pasta, where men's are kind of like those frozen waffles, you know.
Well, I might have come up with a different analogy, but we'll leave that for another time.
Okay.
So, but seriously, you know, when I started out selling, Denise, many, many years ago, I won't say how long, there were people I didn't like who were customers, and I didn't want to do business with them. And all of a sudden, I realized, you know, if I'm going to be successful in the marketplace, I'm going to have to learn how to do business with all kinds of people.
Right.
So is your testosterone-free marketing going to be successful with men, too?
Absolutely. In fact, I have a whole chapter on doing business with men and kind of how to create a role that really works with men. You know, and we have different roles in our lives. We play mom, we play daughter, we play sister, we play wife, mistress, all these different roles. And, you know, the role that I recommend that women play with guys is, you know, be like a sister, because a sister is someone that men respect and they look after and they want good things for. So, you know,
that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
I like that idea.
Yeah.
I've never heard anybody say that before.
Well, this is an original kind of book, an original kind of thinking.
Good for you. But tell us how, are there a lot of ladies out there who are, you know, they're hanging on your every word here. They're at your knee. Denise, how do they do that?
Well, the way that they do that is, you know, be friendly, be warm, be gracious, you know, but don't be sexual. Don't come on like a mom, like overpowering.
Right.
You know, be friendly, ask questions.
Be a buddy.
Into the clothes, and be a buddy and get in sync with him. You know, if he wants to talk about the game from last weekend, you know, learn a little bit about football. It won't kill you.
What about golf? Does she need to learn how to play golf?
You know, they say that women don't do well, not at golf itself, but don't do well. You know, if a woman is on the golf course, the guys won't talk about business.
Ah, is
so
that right?
That's usually not a productive use of time, unless she really loves golf.
Yeah. Well, you know, I got a flash for you. Even on the golf course with guys, there isn't that much business talked about on the golf course.
Okay, so you know, we're mostly talking about
golf.
Okay.
You know, we're telling lies about our last round or something like that.
Telling lies. Okay.
what are some do's and don'ts in testosterone free marketing? What do you think? What are some of the do's and don'ts?
Well, you know, some of the things to do is to make sure that you really know who your customer is. Make sure that you take the time to figure out what is the profile of the kind of person that you work with best, and work with those kinds of people. You know, obviously you don't have a choice every single time, but it makes sense to work with people that you like working with, because the kinds of people who are high maintenance, you know, they're not worth it in the long run very, very often. The other thing is ask questions. You know, sometimes we hold back from asking questions because we want people to reveal information to us. You know, but ask questions, because that's how you gather information. And when you gather information, you can do a better job of helping the person with their needs and what matters to them. Finally, make sure that you ask for the business. A lot of times we sit there waiting for them to say, yeah, I'll take one, or yeah, I'll take two. And that's not the way it's supposed to work in business. The way it works is to ask. And a real simple way to do this, just super easy peasy way to do that, is to say, you know what? Most people at this stage, what they want to do is get registered, fill out an application, and get started with a deposit check. You know, it's just an easy, easy way to close.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.